I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm excited for you because you obviously have big news, literally, I mean, today. Country Boy Lovin' out now as the brand new single. I read that you wrote the song with Adam Craig and you guys had some beers when you were writing the song. I've had a couple of beers with Adam before and it can get a little crazy. Can you tell me about that writing session?
Yeah, it was, we started off that morning. You know, normally what happens is you go into the publishing company and you sit down and you write a song at 10 in the morning, drink your coffee. Well, Adam, you know, wanted to stir it up. Thomas Archer was there as well. And we're like, you know what, let's just go sit down somewhere, get something to eat, and maybe have a beer. So we go sit down, and we're just cracking jokes, and the beers keep coming. And we're there for about an hour, 2 hours or something. We're like, well, I guess we better get to write the song. And we showed up to the writer room that morning, or I guess by then it's probably afternoon. and we just started banging this thing out, and it just happened. It happened really quick. I think it took us less time to write the song than it did to sit there and drink the beers.
It's a fantastic song. It's certainly the kind of tune that, you know, when I listened to it, I was grinning ear to ear the entire time through. So it's a really good tune.
Thank you. I'm proud of it. I've been really looking forward to it. I'm proud that it's my first single for 2020. It's been obviously for everybody. It's been a rough 2020, but this is putting some light in my life, and I'm hoping that it can shed a little bit of light, make some people grin ear to ear, and bring some light to their day.
I think that's exactly what it's going to do, Dylan. A lot of country artists have been taking to social media to perform, yourself included. I know you got a couple scheduled for later on today as well. How has it been for you performing from like your living room or your kitchen compared to on a stage?
Oh, it's a big difference. You know, you don't have people clapping.
Right.
You don't have people singing back at you and stuff like that. So it's a little odd, but I'm starting to get used to it a little bit. But there ain't nothing like being in front of a bunch of people that are having a good time and singing songs back at you and clapping and yelling and dancing. But I really like the fact, and it's kind of a different thing, you know, when you're on social media, you're interacting with your fans that otherwise wouldn't be able to, be a part of your life. So it's really cool to get on there and see my family and my friends and my fans, and I'm seeing people come in and comment, wow, I just came across you got a new fan in me. And so gaining fans, hanging out with the ones that's been around for a while, hanging out with family and friends on social media, doing live, playing songs, laughing, cracking jokes, you know, it's a lot of fun.
I got to ask you if you've had a crazy moment or a funny moment during all of these live stream performances, because my wife and I were watching Jake Owen's Tiki Tonk, and you know what I'm getting into right now. It was his first one. We're having a couple of beers. Kids are up there asleep in bed and all that. And I'm watching, and I think Jake had a few as well. And he's trying to figure out how to get somebody else on with him. And you're one of the people. You pop in and you got through, obviously, and got to perform with Jake. But it was funny to watch because he had no idea what he was doing. And I wonder if you've had a funny moment or a crazy moment during all of these live stream performances.
I have. I've had actually yesterday, I've had this guitar pick forever, and it has this name on it, Brianna. And on the back, it says September 4th, 2001. And then on the other side, it says it's a girl. So it's like a baby shower from 2001, and it was a guitar pick that I've had literally for like 3 years.
Yep.
And so I was on live and I was playing with it, and I just happened to look down at it, and I was like, it's kind of funny. I've had this pick forever, and it's got this name on it, and I have no idea who it is or where I got it from, and blah, blah, blah. And somebody got on there and commented and said, well, you should look them up, because if they were born in 2001, they're probably 18 or 19 now. You know, you should look them up. They probably have Instagram. So I looked her up. Turns out it's Trace Atkins' daughter.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so Trace Atkins and I guess his wife had baby shower guitar picks made up for their new daughter
that's coming.
And now she's 18, and I sent her a picture of it, and she's like, oh my God, that's crazy. And yeah, so next time I do a show with Trace, I'm going to make sure to give him that guitar pick.
Wow.
He'll probably appreciate that.
What an unbelievable story. That is too cool. Let's do some quick fire questions, Dylan.
Okay.
My quarantine guilty pleasure is blank.
Mowing the yard.
Really?
I love mowing, and I'll mow it when it don't even need to be mowed.
It's a good one. I didn't see that one coming. The single best karaoke song to sing after you've had a few would be what?
Family Tradition.
Great answer. Name a song that you wish you had written.
Paint Me a Birmingham.
Great tune. That's my wife's favorite song. The first thing you're going to do when quarantine is lifted.
Go to a Mexican restaurant, eat chips and dip, and drink margaritas. That's a very common answer, but I'm very passionate about my chips and dip. So.
I'm with you on that. When they make a movie about your life, which Hollywood star should play you?
Oh, shoot. That's a tough one. I'm going to have to say, just because I get called Aquaman all the time, I'm going to have to say Jason Momoa.
Yes. Love that answer. Last one. I'm assuming, like the rest of us, you've seen Tiger King, right?
I have.
Did Carol Baskin feed her husband to a tiger?
Absolutely. 110%.
Oh, I love that. Dylan Carmichael, I Do For You. The EP's out now. The new single, Country Lovin', guaranteed to make you smile, and you're going to want to learn the words so you can sing along. Catch Dylan on several live stream performances at dylancarmichael.com. Dylan, thank you so much for the time, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Coop. We'll see you soon.